Morning, and welcome to my podcast. I'm actually outside recording right now, walking around. I went out and took pictures this morning after going to the gym. And I just came to a spot kind of dear to me. This spot is somewhere that my dog took me when I was dead. I remember when before I came to at Harborview Medical Center in the Burns Unit, my dog came into my hospital room and I got out of my bed and I walked with her. I left my room. I left the hospital. And I started walking down the streets of Seattle. And Seattle morphed into Spokane. That's actually something that we can talk about. There are spots in Spokane that are like exact matches of Seattle. Maybe not the buildings, what they are, or like the location of it in Spokane comparison to the location of it in Seattle. Like an example is the corner of Harborview Medical Center. There's a bench that employees can go rest on. In that area is like an exact. It's like stepping into a parallel dimension or a parallel universe. It's got a bench in Spokane, but it's a bus stop. And it's across from North Central High School. But the corner that it's on, even some of the buildings look like the Harborview Hospital in Seattle. And anyways, where was I going? Anyways, so I feel like Spokane and Seattle have connections. And you I know for a fact you can travel between them. The night that I got stabbed, the entity that stabbed me said to another entity here in Spokane, he said, yes, the gateways are open. Anyways, we'll get into that later. But Sophie took me from my room to Spokane and I walked and I stopped right at this spot. Well, I looked a few feet over and I smoked a cigarette. And then we turned, walked back to Seattle, went back to my room, and I laid back down and slept. She did this two or three times. And it was the same spot every time. And Seattle morphed into Spokane at different spots. But you have to remember, I had never walked the streets of Seattle. Oh, I forgot. I had walked the streets of Seattle because after a fight with my ex-boyfriend, I decided to get on a bus and go to Seattle to run away. And we'll have to talk about that in another episode. But the spot, let me describe it to you. It's on the edge of Spokane River, past the falls. And I'm not sure what you would call it, but the riverbanks are away from city. It's like, it looks almost like a dog run. I see trails. I'm not sure if you're supposed to go down. And then there's a little, looks like maybe a little cave inlet in the mountain. I still haven't figured out what the spiritual significance of cigarettes are. People said they're torches. I believe that, and this could be wrong, like I believe that they might carry a message when you smoke. An old native belief, or at least I was told it's an old native belief, is that if you write a letter and set it on fire, It carries the message to the intended person when they need it. And perhaps it's the same with, or similar with a cigarette, but what you're thinking about, or what your intent is, what your soul's intent is, or what your subconscious intent is, or maybe just what your intent is carried in that smoke. Now they are called torches, and I haven't figured out what that means, but I do know if I'm discussing something with somebody, if I light a cigarette and then I point it at them and smoke it, they speak the truth. And it's as though they would speak truths that they might not have before. I have had the voices say that when I was smoking a cigarette, discussing something with somebody, and they weren't seeing my point. And the true point, the truth behind the matter, was I was trying to show them what was. And I just couldn't say it right. I couldn't get it across, and they were being obstinate and stubborn. Well, I took a cigarette out, and I lit it, and I smoked it. And they started to see things my way because they started to see the truth. Not even my way. I take that back. I said that wrong. They just started to see the facts that I was presenting. And voices let me know, well, what they said is, oh, he's a true. I think that means like smoking a cigarette gets the truth out. Maybe. Or maybe I'm a freaking elf and I need to do this. Wouldn't mind being real. But I don't know why Sophie brought me to this spot to smoke that cigarette on multiple occasions. Spokane Comedy, or Spokane, the Spokane Club is apparently a fitness center. I just asked a gal walking by. And I wonder if somehow the energy they put into that building helped me out. I've had people say that I'm the Spokane demon. And it makes me think, like, what if they're part of an old Spokanese cult and they worship this demon and they brought me back to life and they gave me the strength I needed to come back to Spokane. I don't know. That's just, it might be crazy, but it might actually be. I started playing a song on my earphones when I got here to smoke this cigarette. And it was Sacred Wind, Native American Flute, performed by Alice Gomez and Jester Tervise. And the first song I played was Magic Melody. And it was not on shuffle. And it skipped a couple songs and went to morning. And I find it fitting because it's morning. It is the morning time. And it's just funny how the algorithm of the music I play truly does just, it's serendipitous. I'd say coincidental, but I feel like things like that aren't coincidental. There's two ways I can either look at, I can either look at that happening. I can look at it from the technological standpoint, saying that whoever is picking the music is listening to me and spying on me and yada, yada, yada. Or I can look at it in the sense that the spirits do live even in technology. We'll discuss this more later on, but I have to urinate, so, and I'm outside and there's, anyways, thanks for joining and goodbye for now.